Hello everyone, I'm Anthony Johnston and welcome to the Incomparable Game Show and another episode of UK Triv, the game where any score above zero is truly impressive. I ask a panel of non-Brits questions from a British edition of Trivial Pursuit. And as if that wasn't hard enough, it's the very first edition of Trivial Pursuit. Yes, original genus from 1983, which I picked up on eBay for a song. Today's panel is all from North America, and our very first player in East-West Order of Longitude is a UK Triv first timer. God bless him, he has no idea what he's in for. In the state of New Jersey, it's Lex Friedman.
Mistakes were made, but thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. A little further west in Indiana, we find our next contestant, David J. Law.
Toodle pip and what ho.
Excellent, well done. Just like a native.
I worked on the accent just for that.
Still heading west and down in Texas, it is Shelley Brisbane.
Hello, and God save the minor royals.
I was going to say, be careful, which, depending right, on when we're recording, yeah.
The Kansas City Royals.
Yes, well God done. Save the Kansas
Very
City
good.
Royals.
Yeah. And finally, up in Alberta, Canada, but surprisingly westward, it's the host of Random Pursuit, of which this show is a shameless ripoff, Erica Ensign.
Hello. You know, since the last time we recorded this, I have not only become an actual official citizen of the Commonwealth, but I spent the morning practicing and studying because I watched Red Dwarf over breakfast.
Excellent. Excellent. Two in one. So welcome one, welcome all. I will explain for listeners who may be unfamiliar with the format. As I said, UK Triv uses the same mechanics as Erica's Random Pursuit, which you can, of course, also listen to here on the Incomparable Network. So rather than using a Trivial Pursuit board, we go straight to the question cards. And on their turn, each contestant rolls a six-sided die to determine the category of question I will ask them. If they answer correctly, they score 1 point and have another go, up to a maximum of 3 questions per turn. When they get an answer wrong, their turn ends and play moves to the next person. At some point, when our souls are sufficiently blackened, we'll declare a final round, at which point each contestant gets one final set of questions with no scoring limit. As long as they keep answering correctly, they will keep getting questions and opportunities to build their score. And at the end of that round, we will have our winner. God help them. The categories are, of course, the original Trivial Pursuit categories, which are 1, geography, 2, entertainment, 3, history, 4, art and literature, 5, science and nature, and 6, sports and leisure. In that order, from 1 to 6. Corresponds with a die, you see. Isn't that clever? Just in case you hadn't got the point. So as
well,
I said,
don't intend to get any points.
It's okay, the points don't matter.
So as I said, yes, we'll play each round east to west. So the first to go is new boy Lex Friedman. Lex, please roll a 6-sided die.
I rolled a 1.
A 1, and yes, so that is geography.
I think you said geography, which I'd be bad at, even if it wasn't UK. So I can't wait.
Just say Wales.
So Lex, what country's flag flies over the Canary Islands? Or what? I was going to say, or in 1983, what flag flew over the Canary Islands? But I don't think it's changed.
Oh, I truly have absolutely no idea. I'm gonna take David's advice, which I often do. I'll say Wales.
If only. I'm sure the people of Wales would love that. No, it's. Does anybody else know?
Is it Great
UK
Britain?
Flag?
No, it's Spain.
Really?
Okay.
Sarah's thinking Wales because canaries, coal mines, you know. It's...
So, oh no. Okay, Lex, the perfect first round. For your
it's a good start. It's a good
for
start.
Your entry to UK Triv. Well done.
Can't wait.
Move on to David. A roll a die.
Okay. I got a 6.
That's sports and leisure. All right.
Oh God. Wayne Rooney.
No, even better. Even better.
Oh no.
What cricketer
oh.
has made the most test match appearances? Now, this was in 1983, remember?
Bruce
As if
Forsyth.
That might help.
I totally remember cricket in 1983.
Oh, my God. I'm going for Bruce Forsyth.
I mean, that's as good an answer as any. Apparently, it was somebody called Colin Cowdrey. I have never heard of him.
Oh, my God. I've heard that name. I would never have connected it to cricket, but I have heard the name.
Don't have a Cowdery.
I feel like Colin would have been a good first name guest in any case, you know. Colin seems like a cricketer's name.
Yeah. Starts with the same letter.
Right?
What more do you want? No points for you, David. Shelley, it's your turn. Roll a die, please.
We're off to a perfect first round.
Indeed.
I know. It can only get better from here. I rolled a four.
Oh, that is art and literature. Who wrote Death in Venice?
Oh, should know that. Death in Venice.
Feels like your kind of thing.
It does feel like my kind of thing, which is why I'm embarrassed right now. Oh, Lord.
Gonna get some ghost points.
Shut up, David. I'm just going to say that preemptively every time I have a question.
Wow.
I don't know. Kingsley Amos. I have no idea.
It was Thomas Mann.
Yep.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sure. Oh, sorry. I should have given David the chance to earn his ghost points. I'm sorry.
I mean, right. I'm staring at a copy of it across the room, so.
See, Mr. Fancy Literature. Mr. Classic.
It's in with all the Star Trek novels.
Oh, right, yeah. Mr. Fancy Literature is my father.
You can call me Fancy.
Erica, then, we're on to you. Roll the die,
oh,
please.
Boy. All right. I have rolled a four.
And is art and literature again.
Mm-hmm. I'm staring at my bookshelves.
Note to self, get bookshelves in podcast closet.
Usually I'm not podcasting near the bookshelves, so I feel like I, you know, totally have a leg up today.
Note to self, get bookshelves.
No, don't say it.
No, what I was going to say, I don't actually know whether this is the sort of thing that would be on your shelf or not.
Oh, okay.
Who wrote the sci-fi works Foundation, Foundation and Empire, and Second Foundation?
I will admit, I left those particular novels behind when I moved to Canada, but I did keep a number of Isaac Asimov novels, just not those ones.
Well, there you go. And it stood you in good stead. You have 1 point.
I like the robot books.
Yeah, I like the robot books too.
Erica, roll again.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
It's almost as if you never play trivia games.
You know what? I usually don't play.
You're usually the host.
Except when Anthony's in charge, and then I feel like I'm in a safe pair of hands, except that then I roll a six.
Sports and leisure. Wow. Okay.
That's great. That's just lovely.
What board game
features
a three-legged planchette that points to letters and numbers?
I don't think it's a board game, but I'm going to guess the Ouija board.
Right. You're correct. That's not a board game.
I knew that one.
I take issue with that question.
We had one from Milton Bradley when I was little, and I was like, it's not a game. Why is it? What?
Wow.
Yeah.
But I rolled another six, so I'm hoping for another similar question.
Oh, man.
I don't think I can be lucky enough to get two actual, like, leisure questions in a row. Leisure.
Yes, please. What is, sports and leisure, what is the Gary in Sir Gary Sober's name short for?
Gereginald. I don't know.
Gabardine?
It's Garfield.
Oh, nice. I feel fine about getting that one wrong.
I've never heard that shortened to Gary.
No. Right.
How unusual. Anyway, at the end of that round, Erica has 2 points.
Woo.
Everyone else is still playing.
Go team.
Oh, we go back to the East Coast. Lex.
Gotta take down the Canadian. Come on.
I have rolled a three for the United States of America.
That is history. All right.
As is the United States of America.
What American actor and World War II airman had a $5,000 bounty put on his head by Hermann Göring?
I'm going to go with Ronald Reagan.
No.
Ooh.
I mean, you know, could have been, but no. Clark Gable.
Clark Gable.
Wow.
Clark Gable was a World War I ace. So, yeah, so I'm not surprised. I shouldn't have said that, actually, because that might be one of the questions that comes up.
That's clearly a UK trivia question. Yeah. Clark Gable, World War I ace.
Yeah, that was actually how I learned that, was playing Trivial Pursuit.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Because one of my friends knew it, and he just shouted, Clark Gable! At the top of his voice, and we were like, what? And it turned out he was right. David, then we're on to you.
All right. Four.
Four, art and literature. What literary character's other identity is the saint?
Simon Templar.
Correct.
Wow, that was a David question, if ever there was one.
It was also a Shelley question. I just want you to know that.
There is literally a shelf of nothing but Saint novels, like 4 feet away from me.
I mean, that's almost as...
I have a folder full of radio shows, but anyway.
Oh, wow.
That too.
That's almost like giving Erica a Doctor Who question, isn't it?
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
David, roll again.
Okay. Two.
Two, entertainment. Who played Dr. Hugo Z. Hackenbush? I refuse to say Z because this is UK trade, damn it. In the 1937 movie A Day at the Races.
Groucho Marx.
Indeed. I think that's an all of us question, really, isn't it? I think we
would hope so.
Even I would have got that. So. Right, roll again. Third question.
Five.
Five, science and nature. Is this the first science and nature question we've had, actually?
I think so.
Yeah. What is known? Is it? What is known?
We'll see.
As the royal disease.
Oh. I know this one. I know
Ghost
this
point.
One.
Is it porphyria?
It is not.
Because of George the Third? No.
Lex, go on, get your ghost points.
It's hemophilia.
It is indeed hemophilia.
Is it? Oh, okay. I was thinking it was syphilis.
I was going to say, yeah, I thought syphilis as well, yeah.
Okay.
That was my first thought.
Madness of George III lied to me.
Yeah, I was going with that too, and because there's a Charles connection to that as well. And yeah, anyway. Not the current one.
All right, so no sweep, David, sorry, but you do get 2 points. Shelley, we're on to you. Please roll a die.
You're on to me. That's apparent. I rolled a five.
Five. That is also science and nature. Okay. What is the red planet?
That would be Mars.
Yes, it would.
Sometimes they're easy and you're just like, wait, what? What am I missing?
Yeah, you're like, it can't be that
don't
easy,
overthink
can
it?
It?
Yeah, right?
But it is, yeah.
Maybe in 1983, that wasn't as commonly...
Maybe?
I think it was.
Pretty common, yeah.
Yeah. I've rolled a four.
A four. That is art and literature. So, okay. What detective debuted in A Study in Scarlet?
Study in Scarlet? I'm going to guess Sherlock Holmes, but I don't know.
That's correct. It is Sherlock Holmes, yes.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have known the debut. Okay.
You got a red planet and a study in Scarlet.
I know, right?
What's your third?
Oh, yeah.
I've rolled another four, so hit me.
It's going to be a question about Vermilion, Alberta.
Wow. Yeah, unfortunately, rolling the same thing twice in UK Triv doesn't get you any... because I'm only picking from one set. There's no bonus.
Sad. Well, clearly I was cheating, hoping for the Harry Potter questions or the junior trivia questions from 1979 or whatever it is.
Wow. Is this really art and literature? Okay. What does Exodus give as the sixth commandment in the King James Version of the Bible?
I have to know them by number now? Sixth.
Literature.
I think sixth is, golly. I think it might be don't covet thy neighbor's wife.
Apparently, it is thou shalt not kill.
It's murder.
They wait till six for that one.
That's kind of way down there.
Yeah.
After you don't make any idols and other things. Although, oh, by the way, don't kill anybody.
Erica, we're on to you.
All right, I've rolled a six.
Sports and leisure. Oh, yes. Oh, dear.
No.
Yeah. What is the diameter of a golf hole to the nearest inch?
What's... what are these imperial measurements? I'm Canadian. let me think. 4 inches? I don't know. I have very terrible spatial awareness.
It is 4 inches. Wow.
But I'm a good guesser, apparently.
What a great guess.
All right, I've rolled a 2.
Entertainment. Hopefully steadier ground for you.
Yeah, well, except that if I get something wrong in entertainment, I actually feel worse about it than if I get something wrong in sports and leisure.
Yeah,
same.
Okay. That's fair enough. What spy did Michael Caine portray in 3 films?
Yeah, I don't know. So yeah, I'm quite certain that David knows. I mean, a spy, huh? I'm guessing it was James Bond. So
I'm guessing you've never seen them then.
No, I certainly have not. I don't even have a guess. I don't have. All I can tell you is whatever it is, it's not on my bookshelf. So, no guess.
David,
what is it?
May I? He didn't have a name in the books by Lynn Dayton, but in the movies they named him Harry Palmer.
That is correct.
I never would have got that.
They were produced by Harry Saltzman, who co-produced the first Bond films.
Indeed. You heard of the Ipcress file, Erica?
I don't think so.
No, title not running well? Fair enough. Okay, I mean, that's the most famous one.
I have some studying to do.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So at the end of that round, Erica is still in the lead with 3 points.
Phew.
Wow.
David has 2. Shelley has 2. Lex has yet to score. But he gets his chance now.
I feel like I've scored with the friends I've made along the way.
Mm-hmm. Roll your dice, please.
It is a 3.
3. History. L'histoire. What children's toy was named after Theodore Roosevelt?
I know this. It's the teddy bear.
It is indeed. Yay, Lex is on the board.
I'm on the board, everybody.
Yay.
Welcome.
I mean, I wasn't kidding when I said any score above 0 is impressive. So seriously, well done.
So we can go home now. We've all done the thing.
I have rolled again and gotten a 2.
Entertainment. Okay. What group, bear in mind this is from 1983.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
What group has Freddie Mercury attained stardom with as their lead singer?
Well, God save him. I'm going to go with Queen.
And you are correct.
Yes!
All right, now everybody so far who's got 2 has faltered at the third, so let's see if we can get our first sweep. Go on, roll again.
All right, here we go. It's another 2.
Another 2. Oh. Okay, then. What film?
What pop parodist? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. What film resurrected Frank Sinatra's career?
Oh my God.
I feel like this is one Shelley might be able to get a ghost point.
I think David and I are going to share the ghost points, probably.
Not clearly, it's a British film.
I believe I can name 2 movies that he's in. So I'm either going to guess Ocean's 11 or Guys and Dolls. I'll go with Ocean's 11.
Sadly, it is neither of them. Shelley, David?
It's From Here to Eternity.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. The way it was worded, resurrected, I was like, was he in a zombie movie?
If only. Because
I would watch that.
All right, David, it's your turn. Roll, please.
Let's see. 2.
Entertainment again. All right. Lots of entertainment.
Frank
questions.
Sinatra.
Clark Gable.
What bally pinball machine appeared in the movie Tommy?
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Now there's a question. Yeah, that's a wow.
Wow. Like it was a specific pinball machine.
Apparently so.
I mean, I would have guessed it was by Bally because they just made every pinball machine at the time. I have no idea. Was it a Beatles pinball machine? Why not?
I mean, that's not a bad.
I have a guess.
That'd be funny.
Go on.
Is it called Wizard?
It is.
Really? I mean, that. Yeah, I would never have ventured that because it was too like.
On the nose.
Yeah. Hey, that's how you win.
I mean, it's a pretty on the nose movie, let's be honest.
But I was going to say, that's kind of what the movie is like, yeah.
That's one of the only senses they can use in that movie is the nose.
Shelley, it is your turn.
I have sadly rolled a 6. Sadly for me.
Sports and leisure. Okay. What race was increased by 385 yards so Edward VII could see the finish line better?
Ooh, I love this question. Whether I get it correct or not, is it the Derby?
No, it's the marathon.
Oh, all right. I was thinking horses. I was just, you know.
Wow.
I mean, of all the things, the marathon. Indeed. Like, the whole point of it is that it's a very specific distance. That's literally the point of
and
the race.
And just the marathon, not the London one or any particular...
Well, I assume it was the London one. The answer just says the marathon. I assume it was in London. But yeah, like, that's literally the point of the marathon.
Well.
Wow.
Royal prerogative.
Indeed. Erica, please roll.
I have rolled a 4.
And that is Art and Literature. Who wrote I, Claudius?
Oh, I don't actually know. I never even made it all the way through the show. I do need to go back and get back to that, but I am not even going to waste our precious time and venture a guess. So.
Anybody else?
Robert Graves.
Correct. Yes, indeed.
Sure.
Ghost point for David. All right, at the end of that round, Erica is still in the lead with 3 points. Lex, David, and Shelley all have 2 points. Lex, please roll.
Yes. Dice by P-Calc says 2.
2. Entertainment. All right. What kind of gun does the movie's Dirty Harry pack?
Oh, I feel like this is knowable.
Knowable.
Oh my God.
It is.
I know so little about guns. I want to at least make sure I say a thing that is a gun.
Oh, I forgot. You're famously the guy who hasn't seen any of the movies, aren't you? Yeah,
that's true. I haven't seen it. I am familiar. Clint Eastwood. I have absolutely no idea. I don't even want to say a gun for fear it would be totally anachronistic for the movie. Maybe this is a beer and not a gun. A Colt 45. I have no idea.
That is a gun, but it is not the correct gun.
Is it a 44 Magnum?
The most powerful handgun in the world. And it could blow your head clean off, indeed.
I would have guessed a Colt 45. Oh, so, Lex, you're in Canadian company.
Solidarity with Lex.
Mm-hmm.
All right, David, your turn, please.
Okay. 4.
Art and Literature, again, we're getting lots of those, aren't we? What's the best known artificial international language?
I would assume Esperanto.
I mean, it's a bit of a kind of the best known. That's a bit of a value judgment, isn't it? But yes, it is Esperanto. That is the answer.
Yeah, that's weird. I would have said...
It's the only one I know.
Yeah. I mean, nowadays I might say Klingon.
I was going to say, you can't say Klingon in 1983, I don't think.
That's right.
No. Is that an international one, though? I feel like that's interplanetary.
Yeah, that's true.
Fair point. David, roll again.
1.
Geography. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What is the capital of Bulgaria?
The letter B.
Oh, wow. I mean, capital city, Bulgaria. That would not be right. God, Bulgaria. I'm trying to think back to my Animaniacs now. Is it Sofia?
It is Pussy. Sofia.
Thank God.
You got there. Well done.
Wow.
As I said, I watched Red Dwarf this morning, so I was going to say Nodnal, which is a Red Dwarf joke for
Nodlob. It's a palindrome for Bolton.
Not Nodnal. David, roll again. Your third question. Still no sweeps.
2.
Entertainment again. All right. So, who was the first Beatle? It's them again. To have a number one solo hit.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, who was the first Beatle? wow.
Oh. 20% chance.
That's true, yeah. I mean, it's a one in four, isn't it?
I mean,
unless it was Stuart Sutcliffe.
Oh, well, now.
Twist.
I know McCartney had the first, like, full solo album, but I think John released a couple of songs before that. But then, I don't know. I'm going to go with McCartney.
No. Anybody else?
Harrison.
George Harrison. My sweet Lord.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That album was ginormous. Lots of hits.
Nice.
So still no sweeps. Man. Lots and lots of, you know, two, but everybody falters at the third. Shelley, kick off your next round.
In the interim, while I've been waiting for people to get sweeps, I fixed my dice by P-Calc, so I no longer have to slander James Thompson's name. Your app works just fine, and I've rolled a four.
What did the Knave of Hearts steal?
Second.
Ocean's 11.
I mean, it is called Trivial Pursuit.
Tarts?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, it's tarts.
Yep.
He stole some tarts.
Again, with the sort of like, I think I know that, but oh God, I rolled five.
Don't
okay,
overthink.
That's not so bad.
Yeah.
All right. No, right. Don't overthink. Indeed. It's a five.
Did you say five? Sorry.
Yes.
All right. What fabric are Harris, Lewis, and Donegal the leading examples of?
Tweed.
Correct.
Mm, nice.
Also Boss.
Okay, then. I rolled a three.
All right, your third question this round. Three, that is history. What English queen had 17 children and, incredibly, outlived them all?
Wow. English queen, 17 children?
Oh, I know. It's the child-murdering queen.
Jeez. I know who it wasn't, but that doesn't narrow it down. If you'll just allow me to run down the queens on my fingers for the past, you know, couple thousand years. And once again, I deny the sweep an opportunity to happen because I have no earthly idea.
Anybody else?
No.
Was it Victoria?
I know it's not Victoria.
No, Victoria did not have 17 children, good Lord.
No, she had like nine.
No, it was Queen Anne.
Why? Would have been a good guess from a name point of view. I would have said Mary or Anne if I had been out there on a limb. So
if you'd said Mary, I think you would have had to be specific about which one, yeah.
Right.
Erica, it is your turn, please.
I have rolled a five.
A five. Science and nature. What is the largest feline?
Boy. Lions or tigers, not bears, oh my. I'm going to say that tiger?
It is the tiger, yes.
Yes! Wow. Well, I was like, the lion, you know, king of the jungle, all that stuff. But I was like, I just feel like they're
tigers are
big.
Bigger.
Tigers are huge, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the lions get that king thing just because of the mane. It's like mane, it's very fancy. And
Now, if you have a liger, that's a, because those do exist, and those are poor critters. Mm-hmm. They're not happy animals.
But they are also quite
large. Giant.
Well, I rolled a six, so unfortunately,
there goes the sweep.
Good luck is, yep.
How many individual men's events are there in gymnastics?
I don't know. let's see. There's the thing with the rings, and there's the thing with the horse, and then there's the floor thing and the jumping thing. And I'm probably forgetting at least one thing, so I'm going to say five.
Yeah, oh, you're so close. It's six.
Is it? So I was forgetting two things.
Only you had one more thing. Two more things.
Darn.
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't list what they are, I'm afraid. So I can't put you out of your misery because I wouldn't have had a clue
either. No, the 1983 version of Trivial Pursuit does not give you any extra information in any country, I suspect.
No. At the end of round four, David, Shelley, and Erica are all in joint first place with 4 points.
I'm a special flower. And
you are.
And Lex has 2.
Hard one, though.
Still could be anybody's game. So we're back around to you, Lex. Please roll a die.
Here it goes. One sweep can turn the tide.
Number 2 again. Let's check on James's randomizer.
Entertainment. All right. Who tells James Bond where to go?
Anybody who's ticked off at him.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, you could say Moneypenny, but can you?
And Q tells him to go to hell.
Yeah.
I guess it's M.
It is M, yes.
Nice.
All right, roll again.
It's a 1, so the streak is over.
geography, don't we all love it? What, again, in 1983, what Manhattan edifice has 10 million bricks in it?
Oh my God.
Wow.
Let's go with
Ed Koch.
I'm going to go with the Empire State Building.
And you would be correct.
Hey, I made it up.
Look at you.
I'm rolling.
All right.
I was excited to learn the answer to that.
Yeah. I got a 1 again.
10 million bricks. This game is just determined that nobody is going to get a sweep, isn't it? What is Greece's largest island?
canola oil? That's a kind of grease, right? I can name one island in Greece. So I'm trying to think if there's any others that I know of, because I know Crete and I think I know 0 others. So I will say Greek islands. I will say Crete.
And that is correct.
Look at you.
Wow.
That's not knowledge. That's a lack of knowledge. Helping me.
Is it wrong that I'm rooting for Lex at this point?
Well, he's in the lead at this point, so only by 1 point, but still. No. That was your sweep.
Oh, I don't.
You got
that's
3
it.
Right.
That's the most. Okay, good.
Yeah. You finally got a sweep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well done.
I like to back a winner.
David, your turn. Right. Please roll.
4.
4. Art and literature. What was Little Miss Muffet eating when she was sat on her tuffet?
God, why can't I get questions like that?
I mean, in reality, it was cacio e pepe, but in the nursery rhyme, it was curds and whey.
It was indeed, yes. Wow.
Wow.
I mean, I guess that's literature.
Yeah, you know. I mean, they've put the Bible in there, so... Roll again.
2.
Entertainment. What film had Betty Davis creating a scandal by wearing a daring red gown to a society ball?
Wow.
Ghost Boy.
A scandal probably better remembered in 1983 than in 2022, to be fair.
Yeah.
I was sure David would just know this.
It's good I'm here.
I have no idea, but I was sure David.
I mean, I kind of want to say All About Eve, but I don't think that's right at all. No. I have no idea. Wow. Go for the ghost points.
It's Jezebel.
It is indeed Jezebel, yeah.
If only ghost points were real.
I know. Well, yes. The cry of many a Trivial Pursuit player on this network. Myself included. Shelley, it's your turn. Please roll.
Don't be impressed by me any longer. I've rolled 1.
What prison is found in Ossining, New York?
Sing Sing.
It is Sing Sing, yeah. Shelley, go again, please.
I've rolled a 3.
Three, that is history. What was the name of the Protestant revolt against the supremacy of the Pope?
The Reformation.
It was indeed. Well done. Please roll again.
And we're spreading it all over the board because I've just rolled a four, so three categories, three
art
questions.
And literature. The rather strange category of art and literature indeed. This time around. Who? Who did Peeping Tom peep at?
Oh my.
Oh wow.
Is the recipient of the peeping the pee-pee? I'm just asking.
Just I was reading for Lex. I don't know.
Does anybody else know?
Is it Lady Godiva?
It is indeed Lady Godiva.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Erica, we are round to you. Please roll.
Well, I got a four.
Art and literature again. Wow. Mm. Who is Othello's wife?
Desdemona.
Yes. No All hesitation. Right. Love it.
Yeah, that I like those kinds. Excellent. Please give me another one in the category of two, please.
Two, that is entertainment.
I feel like that could go right, like you could just ask me that question again and it would fit in art and mm-hmm. entertainment.
Yeah.
What 1972 Marlon Brando film was widely banned but not panned?
I feel shame sharing the podcast stage with both Shelley and David and not knowing the answer to this, but I really don't like Marlon Brando.
Neither do I, if that helps.
Same.
Yeah.
Neither do his co-stars in this film, by all accounts, either. But
boy, I feel this is one of those things where it's like, if it was multiple choice, I might be able to get it. And when I hear the answer, I'll be like, oh, yeah, of course, that one. But I think it's not going to matter how long I stare up at this Canadian flag and think about it and talk.
Inspired just, by Canada.
Just not going to come to me. I mean, it's hanging in front of a lovely picture of the Grand Canyon, which is also not helpful. So
also not in Canada.
Before you give up, though, could we just hear Anthony say the actor's first name one more time? Because I really enjoyed that.
Marlon Brando.
Marlon. Man, he said Marlon. Marlon. That's amazing.
The call like from now on.
That's how you say it in Britain.
Is that not how you say it in America?
We say it like the nope. Florida Marlins, as Marlin. Far as I know.
Marlon Brando. Oh, I Marlin. See.
Yep.
No, Marlon.
Does that help, Erica?
No. Nope, it didn't. I'm going to just say on the waterfront, even though I know that's not right.
To paraphrase Jimmy Buffett, it was a last tango in Paris.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, multiple choice. Had it been multiple choice, I'd have got it.
Yeah.
Alas.
But it was Last Tango in Paris. Starring Marlon Brando, apparently. I'm told.
And his co-star really did not like him after that.
Yeah, no, as I say, yeah, it's by all accounts, he was not well liked on that set. At the end of that round, round five, we have a new leader, Shelley, with 6 points.
That happened.
Wow.
And everybody else has 5 points.
Wow.
I'm not sitting on my lead very comfortably.
Honestly,
uneasy lies the crown.
One, this is quite strange. Like, UK Triv games are not often this close.
No.
You know, there's often somebody like Monty or Stephen on them who will just race away with the lead, frankly. So, yeah, they're not normally this tight. This is good. Lex.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
I intend to
great.
Good for, you know, good for the contest.
I intend to contribute to a wider score spread starting now by not getting any more points.
Please roll, Lex.
It's a three. It's a three.
A three, that is history.
Excellent. I don't know what I want it to be. I hate every possible option.
They're all bad. Everything's bad.
Where did Joseph Jagger break the bank in 1886?
I actually have some context.
You can Liz this out. I know you can.
I figure you probably can, actually.
Yes. No, I think, I actually think I know the answer. No, I genuinely believe I know the answer.
Okay, good.
And I'm trying to think if there's any other, no, it has to be, you break the bank when you're gambling. Yeah, I'm going to go with Monte Carlo. I don't think it could be anything but Monte Carlo.
And you are correct. It is indeed Monte Carlo.
I don't know who Joseph Jagger is, though. I want to be clear.
I neither do I. I have no idea.
Grandfather
of Mick.
Did
he originally sing the song?
No, Mick's brother.
Born the same year.
Mick's younger brother.
I have rolled a one.
Oh, one. Oh, geography. Right.
Oh, God bless you.
well, that's the end of that now.
It was fun while it lasted, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What collection of 50 states?
What was the capital of Brazil before 1960?
Oh my gosh. Can I wax philosophical about Brazil? Does that work? I'm thinking of cities whose names I know in Brazil. Rio de Janeiro. the one I don't know how to pronounce, which is like Sao Paulo. I don't know if I can name any other cities in Brazil.
You know, so far, that's actually worked to your benefit. So
true.
One of the few things you
that's
know.
That's pretty good. Yeah, keep going.
Let's go with that. The second one. Let's go with Sao Paulo. I truly have no idea.
It is not Sao Paulo, unfortunately. It's Rio de Janeiro.
Is it Rio?
Oh, how about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, because it's Brasilia now, right?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Well, still, I mean, the strategy would have worked if you would have just picked the other one.
That's right.
So
no,
I feel
fine
like you've
it.
Still got a good strategy.
I did what I could do.
David, your turn. Please roll.
Whoop. Two.
Two. Entertainment again. oh, I can see how this is going to go. What did...
Poorly.
What did my true love give to me on the fifth day of Christmas?
Oh. I'm Jewish and I know this one.
As Eddie Izzard would say, five gold rings.
See, I knew he was going to sing it. I just knew it.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
How could you not?
On brand.
All right, roll again.
That would be a four.
What is England's most visited art gallery? In 1983.
In 1983.
But I suspect it's probably still the same.
Wow. Is it the Tate Modern?
No.
No.
The National Gallery.
It's the National Gallery. All right.
The National Gallery is actually what Gary was short for.
Oh, I remember Gary from earlier in the game. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Shelley, we're on to you. Please roll.
I have rolled a five.
Science and nature. All right. What does the E stand for in the equation E equals MC squared?
Garfield.
I literally read about
E equals MC squared was, in fact, the bane of my existence in my calculus days. Infinity. No.
No.
Shut up, David.
Seriously, shut up, David.
I think I've said that three or four times already this game. He's going to be welcome to come back on my show at any time. This is my way of stalling, by the way. I just want you to know. But it's something like that. It's endless or something like that. I'm going to say it because I know I'm wrong, but anyway.
No, it's not, I'm afraid.
It's energy.
It is.
Energy.
Energy equals mass times consumption.
Technically, it's kinetic energy. I read a thing
well,
about
that's
this
true.
Today.
Yeah.
No, wow. the C is not consumption.
Oh, no. Oh, that's right.
The C is the speed
capacity?
Of
light.
Speed of light, yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Which famously does not consume anything.
And is thus very hungry.
Sorry, science, I failed you.
Or did science fail you?
Science failed you.
I guess.
Remember, science can never fail, it can only be failed. Erica.
Antony, I rolled a four.
Oh, that's light. Art and literature again.
Yep.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Wow.
We're just ripping through those questions.
You really are.
What did Little Bo Peep lose?
What language... I'm not really sure why this counts as art and literature, but whatever. What language evolved from Latin, Norman French, and Anglo-Saxon?
English?
Yes.
Klingon.
Okay. All right. I mean, I took many classes in my high school that were called language arts. So there you go. That's art.
Yeah.
If you guys feel good about getting your correct answers to these questions, then that's fine. As long as you're happy.
Well, I rolled a one, so I suspect I'm going to be unhappy very soon.
Rio de Janeiro.
I will point out, by the way, that at this moment, all of you have 6 points.
Wow.
No pressure then.
This wrong.
Can we just stop
just
now?
End now, yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Erica, which of the seven wonders of the ancient world was alive?
The Hanging Gardens of Babylon? Babylonia? I don't know exactly how it's said.
I will take, yes, it's Hanging Gardens of Babylon, yeah. Correct. Well done.
Thank you. I was like, as soon as you said that, I was like, oh no, what are they? The only thing I can think of is the Hanging Gardens. Thank God.
Pick the sixth
the rest
one.
Of the question.
Are we still tied?
It's the only one that everybody argues about whether or not it actually existed as well.
That's right.
It's the only one whose actual existence is hotly disputed.
Mm-hmm. And of course, that's the only one that popped into my head. Weird. Well, I rolled a five, so...
Science and nature. Oh, wow.
I don't like... I'm not sure if I like or really hate the oh, wow.
I enjoy the beginnings of Anthony's questions.
Yes.
As much as anything, it's just bafflement at the categorization.
I know, that's why it's fun.
Trivial Pursuit, baby.
It's like, what is this doing in science and nature?
I mean, when Eric is running a game, she'll tell us about the font and the color and everything. So Anthony just has a different approach. He's got, you know...
For some reason, the cards in this edition are printed vertically instead of horizontally. I don't understand this.
So, Erica, the question is, what number did Adolf Hitler believe possessed supernatural power?
Yeah, why is that in this?
I don't know.
Corey, I feel like it belongs maybe in history.
He was still pretty popular in 83, so I think that's why he's just in the game.
I think he was probably less popular in 83 than he is now, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah, what number? I'm going to guess based on tattoos that I have seen on social media and say 88.
No, the 88 is for Heil Hitler because H is the eighth letter of the alphabet.
Well, you know what? I am happy I don't know the answer to this question.
The answer is 7.
I'm not at all concerned that Anthony does.
card in front of him.
I have just written a book which includes like a lot of modern online neo-fascism in its story. Mm. So unfortunately, I have had to do a lot of very depressing research over the last couple of years. And it is very depressing, believe me. No, the answer is 7.
Okay.
Which, I mean, according to the Bible, was a sort of, special spiritual number, so maybe it's got something to do with
that. That was definitely in the running.
Had this been my question, I would have absolutely guessed like 420. Like, I just wanted to be in that range. People still like.
So at the end of that round, Erica is in the lead with 7 points.
Hitler's favorite number.
just freaking peachy.
And even better, the other three of you have 6. So we have 666 followed by 7.
Yes!
This is a great game.
It's the satanic edition. Let's make this the last regular round before we do the final round. So this is going to be a regular round, but after that we'll do the final round. So Lex, sorry, we're round to you to start with. So please roll.
Oh, right. Rolling time. 3.
3. History. What gangster couple was riddled with 104 bullets?
I know one gangster couple, so let's go with Bonnie and Clyde.
Indeed. Name a gangster couple. Yes.
I love that Lex has just the right information for this.
Right. I don't know why I know them, but I know them.
Lex, roll again, please.
I like that you have to remind me every single time. 1, geography, if I'm not mistaken.
Indeed. What did the Romans call Scotland?
The New World. India. What I have... I have genuinely no idea. I don't even have a guess to fake. I have Charles. They called it Charles.
They did not. Anybody else know?
I was going to go with Kiltistan.
I have some guesses, but I don't want to say them out loud because they're probably wrong. And it's not my turn, so I don't have to.
Okay.
I feel like I know it. Was it Caledonia?
It was Caledonia, yeah.
Because Dan Morin.
Yeah.
Oh my
Indeed,
gosh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he's going to be so mad at you, Lex.
I'm going to tell him.
Yep. This is how Dan finds out that Lex didn't read it after all. David, your turn. Please roll.
Two.
To entertainment. Who played, this feels like another one for Shelley, although could be for David as well, who played the title role in the 1933 movie The Private Life of Henry VIII?
A Charles Laughton.
Correct. No hesitation. Well done.
Yeah. Never impressive. Seen it, but I know that one.
David hasn't seen it.
Only yeah. You could be so certain about like, a movie that you haven't actually seen.
I mean, do you know me?
Yeah. Okay, fair. Well, no, but you would have seen it, is the difference.
I've seen parts of it. I've seen the whole thing.
Oh,
okay. All right.
See, now we should do it as a movie we haven't seen.
Okay,
that's,
sure.
That's the shtick.
This show is all about planning Line Stars and Shields for next year, apparently.
Oh, God, three.
Lions, Tigers, and Shields.
Oh, my.
I used to say it wrong that way all the time. It was embarrassing.
Sorry, did you say three, David?
Three, yeah.
History, mm-hmm. All right.
I'm turning into Charles Nelson Reilly.
What was the name of Aristotle Onassis's yacht?
Oh, wow. Why is that? Well,
see, you just need to use the Lex strategy and just pick the names of the two or three yachts that you know.
Yeah.
And just go with one of those.
I'm just trying to figure out why that's of any historical interest. It was the Christina O. Right?
Well, it says here just the Christina, but I'll give you that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because he named things
it's
for his family.
It's called Trivial Pursuit, so there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, that's true.
Important Pursuit would be much harder.
Vital Pursuit.
Roll again, please.
Oh, thank God, four.
Oh, art and literature again, all right.
Back in the comfort zone.
You have no idea how relieved I was.
What was the nationality of Hans Christian Andersen?
Danish.
He was. See, yeah. I think most people would say German. So, yeah. David, you swept that round.
Yes!
Well wow. done. Shelley.
Charles Laughton.
That means that we're on to you. So, Shelley, please.
I've rolled a four. Let's see how I can.
I can make sure for you as well. All right.
Oh, no, he's laughing.
I know. It's like.
I'm laughing because it's from the sublime to the ridiculous. What does a bibliophile enjoy?
Wow. They enjoy bibs and lions.
Biblios, right.
Yeah. And files.
Libraries, books. That's I don't know which.
The answer's books. Yeah, I'll take it.
Books, yeah.
I guess
I've rolled another four.
Maybe the word wasn't as common in 1983. I don't know.
I.
Wow. Sorry, what did you roll again?
A four.
Another four. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. What nationality was Pablo Picasso?
Was he Spanish?
He was. Well done.
Believe it or not, I've rolled another four.
Oh, my God.
I had to look at it. I was like, wait, I rolled again, right? Yes, I did.
Oh, wow.
James might be glitching.
Oh, there you go. Or he's trying to help me.
It's one of my favorite bands. James might be glitching.
What did God call the firmament?
Question assumes facts, not evidence.
Heaven? I don't know.
Is that your answer?
I guess.
Okay. And well, it's correct. So well done.
Oh, okay.
So you have swept that round as well.
Oh, wow, no pressure.
No, believe me, there's no pressure.
Thank you, Lex. I appreciate it.
So, yes, Erica, please roll.
Well, I'm glad there's no pressure because I rolled a one.
Hey, geography.
Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm.
What hat originated in Ecuador?
Well, I only know one hat. So.
I wasn't sure if you said hat or cat, and I was going to make a tiger joke, but...
Hat. I mean, I feel personally attacked because I had to do an episode of my Doctor Who podcast, Verity, and didn't have anything planned. So I literally made everybody talk about the hats of Doctor Who for an hour once.
Wow. And,
yep. It was really fun. But I'm pretty sure we probably didn't stumble upon whatever hat. You said Ecuador?
Ecuador, yes.
I have absolute certainty I know this hat. I know this answer.
And I want to know, like, is this a type of hat or is there like one specific hat and that specific hat?
I'll tell you that it's a type of hat. It's not.
Yeah, I figured
hat.
It would be. I am going to say the Panama hat.
That's what it has to be. There's no other answer. It makes sense. It has to be the Panama hat.
And it is indeed the Panama hat. Yes.
And thanks for another LTS show idea. We're going to be doing hats of movies from the 30s.
I just feel like I have held up the side in terms of hats. I feel better now. So let's move on to category three, where I will feel much, much worse.
Sorry, category three for Erica.
Yep.
Who was the last ruler in the Egyptian dynasty of the Ptolemies?
Ptolemy? Is it a trick question? That's my guess.
The murdering queen?
It's Cleopatra.
Oh, it was. Okay. Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, I got it wrong. That's fine.
All right.
When she murdered, they called it Cleopatricide. Anyway, I'm ready.
Hey! All right. At the end of that round, which is the last of our regular rounds, David and Shelley both have 9 points. They are in the lead. Erica is next with 8 points, and Lex has 7. So it's still, well, no, but I mean, you know, it still is very much anybody could win this, because now we're going to do the final round where there is no scoring limit. As long as you keep getting questions correct, you know, giving you the correct answers, you can keep answering them. Now, normally we start with whoever's in the lead to set a benchmark score. But we have two people in the lead, so I'm just going to have to go with, and there are only 4 players, so it's not going to be quite like other final rounds that we've had before. So, David, let's start with you. Please roll.
Okay. And 2.
Entertainment again. All right. Which hand did Charlie Chaplin carry his cane in?
Wow.
Oh, good, a 50-50.
I'm going to say right hand because that's what I'm picturing in my head.
No, it's the left.
No, it's the left hand.
It's the left.
Sinister.
No yeah. points for you. Mm. So David is still on 9. Shelley, you are also on 9, so please roll.
I've rolled a 2.
Entertainment. Lots of entertainment and literature this game.
Left.
Yeah. Oh, David, I'm so sorry. The very next card in the same category. Shelley, what TV series featured the Riddler, the Penguin, and the Joker?
Doctor Who.
Right. That would be Batman.
It would. I'm so sorry, David. Literally the next card in the same category, man. Oh.
I rolled a 1. So let the streak end right here.
Geography. Oh, man. What is the geographical term for a ring-shaped coral island?
A reef?
No,
I said it too quickly.
It's like, an atoll.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that at all.
Hey!
Right? There you go.
All right, so Shelley has set the benchmark with 10 points. So next we go to Lex. You have 7 points. Please roll.
Oh, it's me next.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was.
Yeah, now we go back to the people, you know, sort of...
Now we go back to last place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's comfortable here. Cozy. private. I rolled a 3.
3. History. All right.
I'm doomed to repeat it.
What was used to assassinate Leon Trotsky in Mexico?
Oh, I know this from a David Ives play. That won't help you at all.
Yeah, pick the David Ives play that you know and go with.
But no, there is somebody from, let's say, I mean, the Mexico is throwing me off, but I believe that they talk about various assassinations of ex-Russian leaders, and somebody's, I only know, again, I guess now I have a default thing. I know one way that somebody was killed, and it was a pickaxe or an ice axe or an evil axe. Do I have to go more specific than axe?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I believe it's either a pickaxe or an ice axe. Russia is cold, but Mexico City is not. But if they came from Russia to kill, let's go ice axe, because they came from Russia to kill him. So they would have ice axes there. I heard somebody make a sound like I'm wrong, but I'm going with ice axe.
So the answer I have on the card, believe it or not, is an ice pick.
Oh,
so actually, wow. Whichever one you'd chosen, I would have accepted.
Oh, that's nice.
It is actually a pickaxe, but yeah.
Yeah, famously, murder with an ice pick, yeah.
Trivial Amazing. Pursuit, doing it again.
Yep. Lex, roll again.
Oh, right.
Just the right knowledge.
Oh, good. Another 3. Let's find the one thing I know.
Who wears the fisherman's ring?
Oh, my God.
Leon Trotsky.
There's a movie called The Fisher King, but I'm guessing it's not that. The fisherman's ring. I'm happy to tell you I have no idea.
I like that you're happy about that. That's nice.
Okay, so who do I know with rings? There's the Lord of the Rings characters, of which I know nothing. but watch it on Amazon, I think. The ring. My wife. So you don't know this, but I proposed with a fisherman's ring. Oh, my God. I have no idea. Somebody famous. Tom Brady. Yes.
Was he even born in 1980?
I was going to say, yeah, I'm not sure if he was even alive.
He's older than me, so yes. I would say the monarch of England wears the fisherman ring.
That is a really good guess, but it's not.
Ghost point. Is it the Pope?
It's a Pope.
It's the Pope.
It's the Pope!
So now I'm going to change that expression to, does the Pope wear a fisherman's ring?
And that's right. Yes,
I think we might have our show title.
It's the bloody Pope.
Well, then you could never use that question again.
I mean, you assume that. I am not even halfway through the questions in this box.
Good to know.
So, yeah. And what I mean by that, no, I don't just mean this game. I mean, like, from all the UK trivs I've done using this edition of Trivial Pursuit, there are so many questions.
So don't try to memorize the box if you happen to find an old game from 1983 and want to try and defeat UK Triv, because it will take you a long time.
That would be a very Trivial Pursuit. All right. Last to go then, Erica. Oh, so by the way, yes, David, you finished on 9. Lex, you finished on 8. So you did score a point in the final round, but woo-hoo! Shelley is still in the lead with 10 points. So Erica, you also have 8 points.
Oh boy.
Here's the last chance to topple
one
Shelley, as it were.
Me. One of me.
Well, I rolled a 4, so
all right.
Starting with a comfortable category, at least in terms of what we've been answering.
What Irish-born playwright was sentenced to 2 years of hard labor for homosexuality?
I don't actually know, but I will guess. Was Oscar Wilde?
Yes.
Irish? That's Oscar my guess.
Wilde, yes. Yep.
Okay, I rolled a 3.
All right, so history.
It's been nice knowing y'all.
Dark.
Eddie's laughing again.
Oh, I am, and you will laugh dear. Too. Who built and commanded Nazi Germany's Luftwaffe?
I really know nothing about World War II.
It's the Pope.
It's so I'm going to guess. I'll just guess Hitler, even though probably he wasn't the commander.
I mean, strictly speaking.
No, it's our old friend, Hermann Göring.
Göring.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I wouldn't. I, nope.
I was sure it was Gary, so you.
I should have said Garfield.
That's why Göring was the one who put that bounty on Clark Gable's head.
Oh, see, yeah, these are all dots that
it
I would not have been able to connect.
Comes back to Clark Gable.
He's just a reminder, but there was a point for guessing the Ouija board. So I'm just
that's true. Hey, that was not a guess. I was pretty sure that was the answer. I just took issue with it.
There aren't many board based activities that have a planchette.
Planchette,
right?
Yep.
Oh man.
Alas.
So at the end of that. Quite short final round.
Thanks. I feel the shade.
Lex has 8 points. A very, very respectable showing for a debut on UK Triv. Well done.
From henceforth, I shall be known as Lex the Eighth.
Played by Charles Lawton.
Pope Lex the Eighth. David and Erica both have 9 points. Well done to you both.
Woo! Twinsies.
Mm-hmm. Points.
Congratulations, twinsies. Shelley.
And that's it. There was no winner. Sorry, everybody.
What did I do to you, Lex?
And they all tied.
And that means
everybody gets a trophy.
And that means that by 1 point, with 10 points, Shelley is the winner. Well done.
Yay! Congratulations, yay. Shelley. Thank you.
Mostly helped by your knowledge of old movies, it would seem. So, yeah.
That's true.
So, yes, well done. Thank you to you all. Thanks to Lex, David, Shelley and Erica for taking part today. And thanks to all of you out there for listening once again to our absurd shenanigans. And we'll see you next time.